Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jack and Trista with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, commuters may face residual traffic delays on the Bruce Highway after a free vehicle crash this morning. Traffic reportedly stretched for 15 kilometres on the highway after the accident at North Lakes at around 6:20 a.m. One person experienced minor injuries and was taken to Redcliffe Hospital. Two other people were assessed by paramedics but declined hospital treatment. The Save Our Arts campaign is set to hold a key forum in Brisbane next week as the Australian music industry struggles to stay afloat. The campaign, which is backed by artists and industry professionals, are set to advocate a slew of key initiatives ahead of the federal election. The Save Our Arts has previously campaigned for $5 billion in cultural infrastructure fund, but looks set to add production offsets and artist insurance fund to their agenda. Campaign director David Latham says the federal government needs to act urgently to save Australia's creative industries. Mr. Latham says only 3% of Australian films being on streaming platforms is indicative of how Australian content is buried beneath international tech giants. In national news, opposition leader Peter Dutton has claimed that despite reneging on his election promise to cut 41,000 public service jobs, he could still ensure the public service in Canberra shrink by the amount without cuts. After backing down on a suite of promises, including the Canberra public service slash, Dutton claims that with hiring freezes and natural work attrition, it can be brought down to pre-Labor levels. His initial promise to cut the public service and save $7 billion would have funded his plan to fund nearly $9 billion into Medicare.
In more national news, an abandoned school in Western Sydney's Parramatta has been set aside for new housing, although locals believe the land should be reserved for a new school. The Macquarie Boys Technology High School and the residential facility at Rydalmere had shut down since 2009, leaving a 19-hectare plot of land free to use. The current government wants to transform the site into a residential and commercial precinct, planning to build 2,300 homes by 2028. Parramatta Council, however, is concerned that there are not enough schools to keep up with the suburb's growing population. Children had to take their exams outdoors due to the lack of space. The ABS revealed that Parramatta saw a 14% increase in its population from 2016 to 2021, compared to the rest of New South Wales, which saw an 8% growth. The state government will be announcing further plans by the end of this year. In international news, the United States is set to increase tariffs on China to 104% this afternoon at 2 p.m. This is an 84% increase on existing tariffs and follows the announcement of universal tariffs on all countries by the United States earlier in the week. The White House says it has been in communication with a number of different world leaders, including South Korea, Vietnam, and Israel, in regards to negotiating down or eliminating the tariffs. The markets responded poorly to the tariffs, with trillions wiped from the stock markets across the globe. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.